politics of our nation.
They have that right to protest. You know, there is no need to go there now, start shooting.
The current affairs of our state.
Everywhere we have gone to, the dirt of Abuja is not on the surface.
All at your fingertips on your Let's Talk Nation.
95.1. Nigeria Info. Let's Talk.
There's a place where you can get it all trending.
People are dropping on their vehicle and running, leaving their vehicle.
A place where you can air your views.
I want to report your situation.
Only on your number one station for talk.
This is not the way. We cannot continue like this.
95.1 Nigeria Info. Abuja. Let's Talk.
Oh yeah, make we gotta rub. I've got some information coming up briefly before we start to talk. Now the truth is so far so good, now God on the save us, cause our wrongdoing is just a pile up, and still we act like nothing before. On the media we shot black life matters, but in our country we did face similar matters. Happy trigger popo, we're supposed to protect the citizens, but should the innocent ones scatter. Tribalism still they bully on wrongdoings, tearing us apart, causing most of the killings. Naija, we're not getting younger, so this foolish thing is faster.
How many times we gonna preach
about the same thing? I bet we don't come up in square. So make a reason. How many times we can preach about the same thing? I bet we don't come up in square. So choosing is better to get sense. And for you, our leaders, see, for election, you don't need to bribe us. If you do very well for your first tenor, second term, our votes will pull your own box. And look, we are not asking for too much. We just need light, security, good roads, good economy. Oh man, that is not too much. If you treat us well, then others will respect us. And we citizens, we practice for a long time. We don't let you ignore us in silence. I feel like we don't know what is happening, but most times now we're the country struggling and suffering. We face it. Don't say you're right because of urgent 2K. Stand for what is right, no matter what the people say. Nigeria, wise up, let us stand up with unity. We can overcome and rise
up. How many times we gonna preach?
Yeah.
About the same things,
choose ye this day to get sense. Naija, how many times will we preach the same thing over and over and over? I believe music is a message. I believe it is a proper carrier of messages. And of course, every time we have the opportunity to, you know, with a song, remind ourselves of certain things, it is always a very, very, very defining moment. So, choose ye this day to remember that if you continue doing the same thing and you expect a different result, then of course you might just be bordering very closely on the path of insanity. All right, let's see. Just a few things to spice things up this morning and to give us an outlook of what to expect in 2022. FCTA warns residents against rebuilding demolished illegal structures is a very, very fresh one. Of course, we know that, you know, certain exercises of demolition has happened across the Federal Capital Territory over the last 6 months. And, of course, one of the things that always causes for these kinds of activities to be repeated is the fact that people go back and rebuild what they should not have built in the first place. So there's a warning, and I'll share that at the 11 o'clock hour. But for now, FCT Water Board plans to... A hike in price of pipe-borne water in 2022, and targets a 450 million naira monthly revenue. 450 million naira monthly revenue is the target. Of course, if you're going to do that, you might have to increase the tariff a little bit. Why? Well, the FCT Water Board has asked residents to brace up for an imminent hike in water tariff in 2022. Briefing newsmen on Friday, the acting general manager of the FCT Water Board, Joy Okere, said increase in price of water in the FCT has been long overdue, as water tariff in the FCT is the cheapest across the federation. Okoro, who announced that its revenue generation capacity has improved in the last 1 year, as it has generated over 3 billion naira in 2021, expressed confidence that its monthly revenue generation target of 450 million naira will be achieved in 2022. She explained that in addition to an improved revenue generating drive, the FCT Water Board is also working towards becoming an autonomous body where it can run its own affairs as an independent organization. This, according to her, will enable the body increase the price of water when necessary. So, first things first, the fact that the FCT may still be the cheapest in terms of water board tariffs across the country is one of the points that was made here, and also the fact that, of course, it is growing and working towards becoming an autonomous body, working to, you know, manage its own affairs, foot its own bills, and not rely on the allocations of budgets, budgetary allocations from the FCTA. Okay, so it's long overdue, and the FCT is the cheapest across the federation. That's what Mrs. Joy Okere has said, the acting DG at the FCT Water Board. I would have expected, of course, you know, a statement like this to also extend to the point where it talks about, look, what to expect in the new year, talking about improved services, improved coverage of the FCT Water Board. Most times when there is the revenue drive, there's usually a focus and, you know, and... what do you call it, a vision as to what the extra revenue is going to be doing. So there's need for expansion of the FCT Water Board's tentacles in terms of supply for satellite towns. There's need for improved network between, you know, the dams that the ones, the singular dam that we have. I don't know that we have two dams. We have just one, the Usuma Dam. Between there and improving on or developing another one to cover other parts and other faces of the city. Of course, Abuja is a four-phase city on the master plan. At least on the first development side, we have developed only one phase and are in the process of developing the second phase. What's the water plan, you know, for the second, third, fourth phases, and even to adequately cover phase one of the master plan? Are we 90% you know, through in terms of the coverage? Are we 100% there? Are we 80%? Are we 20%? And then with this extra revenue, what are we going to be doing with it as we move into the new year and years ahead? This, you know, would have, for me, knocked this particular message out of the park. You know, we're seeking more revenue. We're trying to be more autonomous because we have bottlenecks in this area. We can't do this. We can't do this because of shortage of funding, because of the bottlenecks of waiting for allocations to reach us and stuff like that. I mean, would help people to understand. Because, of course, when you talk about a tariff increase, even if it's 50 kobo, people are going to kick back. People are going to there's always going to be backlash. But for you to get a buy-in, there must be some further explanation, helping the people to understand what value they get out of, you know, this improved revenue drive. Or are we just trying to get revenue like a profit-making organization? Last we checked, the FCT Water Board is not a profit-making organization. Yes, it's a revenue-generating organization, but not for profit. It's for better service delivery, if you ask me. Well, I mean, that's what we expect, though. So that's this situation. 2022 might see an increase in tariff for water. Who's out there and has a thing to say? A thing or two. I can see a lot of calls already coming in. WhatsApp seems to be the sleepy one today. I hope that the issue is not on my end, though. Let me see if I can just sort that out quickly. But let's take some calls on your thoughts on this as we brace up for the increase. 0700-951-0000. That's 0700-951-0000. Hello and good morning.
Grand Mayor.
Welcome, Adeomi.
We thank God for life. God bless you, my brother.
Welcome.
Thank God it is not this regime that gives us the breath that we have. It's only God knows what will have happened. Mayor, and the all Nigerians that is listening to me, the supporter of the government, we the Wailers, what is our sin to have this government? My brother, a good father will promise his son, by January 1, I will buy this fowl. Your mother will cook for you. It's what we used to hear. But under this government since 2015, my dear brother, we never hear anything that will make us happy. Look at the problem that we are facing on the ground in Nigeria before. Now, they told us to prepare to increase fuel. Number one, we are argue about that. They bring another one, Mr. Tamina Mohamed, or what do you call her name? Zainab Ahmed, a finance minister. Many of them, where is their own company? They now say we should wait for another tax. Before they become where they become, from president, minister of FCT, many of you people, where is your office that you are paying tax for? They should expect another tax. Senate President, it has been in National Assembly since 1999, up to today. Can they tell me where they build their company that people are working? Tax both here and there. You and I will be the one that will pay. They told us 2017, they increased tax. They said that it's because they want to build roads, they want to build refineries. You remember, from 5% to 7.5%, even including minerals, we pay. They say it's not by force to go to Transcorp to go and eat. It's not by force to go to Mr. Bill. It's not by force to go to Shop. We have their support. There is a crime. Or if somebody dash you more, you will tell me you will not drink because somebody is an AP supporter. He said, we don't need to drink more. I said, if I dash you more, will you tell me you will not drink? He said, we drink. I said, so what are you saying? Why are you saying it's not my keeping inside at it again? Water again. Water that God gave us free. I hope they will not tell us to pay for the bread that we're here. What is the good thing that this government will celebrate themselves with? Me, your people say
all right, Adeomi.
I know supporters of the government will come to defend
it. All right,
what are we paying tax for?
Okay, so you know why I'm slowing you down? So that, because I mean, you are saying some of the things you said before again. Are you done now?
Yeah.
So we can move on. Or is there something new you want to add to this?
There is something, my brother, that I want to ask.
Okay.
What I want to ask is, Nigeria is suffering. We have had enough. President Muhammadu Buhari, it's not a crime to vote for you. People who voted for you, they voted out of pity when you cry in 2011. The media asked you, President, what are you crying for? You say you are crying for Nigeria. You are enjoying now, you are laughing. Your children are living well. You are making people who stand inside strong in 2015, 2019 to vote for you suffer. My dear brother, people are suffering.
All right. Thank you.
God bless you, Mayor.
Okay, so I just spoke about the DG of the Water Board, the FCT Water Board, you know, giving us heads up and telling everyone to prepare and brace up for a possible water bill hike in 2022. Adeomi is escalating it to the president, talking about how, you know, the president is well enjoying and all of that. This is an agency talking about increasing its own tariff to increase revenue. How about we stick with the agency, stick with FCT? The president has his own cup of tea to face right now. But let's see who else trying to reach me. Good morning, Fortune. Good to be back to Abuja. I missed you guys. My love to everybody. Destiny Anthony, I could have guessed that you were not in town. I mean, now it makes a lot of sense. Welcome back. We're glad that your trip went well and you are fine. Olu Fombari, I see your message. Somebody just simply sent me a picture. Okay. Somebody wants a shout out. Let's see. Emeka from Karu has something to say. He says, has the FCT Water Board that wants to increase tariff on pipeline water fixed the insufficiencies or inefficiencies on their end? It's like the solution to financial leakages to Nigeria office holders is to charge people more money instead of being more efficient. Haba. Emeka from Karu sent that one in. All right. So thank you, Emeka, for your message. Still looking at some of the messages on WhatsApp. Okay, so these came from a little earlier today. But you want to call me, you've never called before, is 0700-951-0000. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, boss.
Welcome, Osilama. How are you doing, sir?
Boss, I'm good.
Welcome.
Well, I should call my name this time, Omar.
Omar, welcome.
Yeah, Omar.
Welcome.
That's my son name, so I'm very Omar. Osilama for now is reserved.
Okay,
yeah.
Noted. Welcome.
Increment. But already as it is, an individual in Nigeria is compared to itself. You do everything yourself, literally everything, except the office you will pretend. Now you want to make it happen. You want to increase it. Why are we like this? If you actually want the government, this government preaches to us when he was campaigning, somebody like me, for instance, anytime I hear them calling and say, oh, we said this before, I'll be very ashamed of it. I'll say, oh, it is the government I support, that I voted, campaign, work for, to entone my brother, who is a South Africa. Good luck in living like that. Today, some of you ask me, Suleiman, how market? You get it? It's really unfortunate that Kekia, I use everything I have to bring government to into B. It's an opportunity. For you, ask me, or ask yourself, why must he be increasing everything? Funny enough, you're saying the water board guys want to increase their water tariff again, water bill. But everything they think is how to increase it. How to, you know why we get it all wrong? I remember, I remember one time when we had this electricity sticker. One time, remember?
Okay.
That we buy for 1,000 naira. That we sit there, we say we should buy.
Okay.
You know, we all bought them. People, if you don't buy it, you'll see your car, you'll buy your vehicle alone. If you don't pay much fine, you get it back to your vehicle. We all buy it. I don't believe nothing happened to that in the long road city. Because already every car made had that reflective parking light as a reflector. For every car, even no car that gets out. But you see, freestyle people just come out, freestyle, stand on those cars, goes cost free. Nobody's question. See, because they're not. Anybody who wants to bring the business back, but when they have to identify and make them try, don't you go up for that. But not calm down. You just see trust every day.
Wow.
But you, me, myself, Suleiman Umar, I should have said, I think Nigeria is calm today because of what this government has brought to us.
Wow. Okay, so for someone who was a very strong supporter and actually professes to have been part of the people who actually voted government into power, to hear that from Omar is interesting to hear. But of course that's the thing. The fact that somebody, you know, was a supporter of something before doesn't mean he can't change his mind. That's the beauty of being human beings. If you're not excited or you're not impressed, there's no point lying about it, right? So, Omar, we do respect your position and thank you for your contribution. Pet Wilson says, going by the report, it says compliments of this season, first of all. Going by the report, they are only after profit-making and not improved services to the populace. They want to be autonomous so they can increase water tariff arbitrarily without any oversight, thereby subjecting the citizenry to undue suffering at will. This is unacceptable. 2022, water bill tariff hike, fuel price hike, electricity tariff hike, VAT hike, all from the meager salary they are paying the people. Haba. This is unfair. Pet Wilson in Zone 5, one of our strong men at the cleanup initiative. Pet Wilson, thank you so much. Judith in Area 2 says, good morning, Mayor. The water board lady didn't say anything on improved services that would necessitate an increase in tariffs. Tariffs are not just increased for increasing sake. There has to be a tenable justification. You can't just increase tariff because the tariff in the FCT is the lowest in the Federation without saying what additional value you are bringing to the customer. Judith, in Area 2, I totally agree with you. Geronimo, well, in Nigeria, I think our leaders like the approach of the lipstick on a pig approach to justify all they do. Personally, I don't like watching. What's quetching? Oh. Okay, I don't know this word. K-V-E-T-C-H-I-N-G. I think this is a typo. But how can subsidies disappear to breed high tariffs as well? My mail, what's happening Abuja? Fortune, I don't know how many of us read the book My Parents Are Impossible. Adeomi Daniel is just impossible, my brother. We are behind you. Peter Pascal, Federal Housing, Yanya. What's happening Abuja? Good morning, Mayor of the FCT. A city without a mayor is a cleanless city. The street hawkers in Gwarimpa, 3rd Avenue Market is enough nuisance, but when you have crippled beggars with their newborn babies sitting in the middle of the road, it's a serious hazard. Please, the authorities responsible should do the needful before a car runs over them. Madiba in Dede. Thank you so much for your thoughts there. I've got just 4 minutes. It means I can take only one call. Hello?
I don't have 10 seconds for you.
You are taking almost 4 minutes. Let me take another person, yeah? Thank you. Let's see who this person will be. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome.
I'm Olu calling from Bwari.
Welcome, Olu. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Talking about the water board.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
I think what happened in water board, maybe you just saw that, wait a minute, all parasitals and other companies are busy making life miserable for Nigeria next year. Why don't they just join the Damagon? I mean, is it a crime if something is less expensive in one state or in one area? Must it be the same price everywhere? The same company that says you can't sell fuel everywhere at the same price, and you're part of it, and you're not saying that water is too cheap in Abuja, so everybody must sweat. For getting water to drink. But that is one of the most essential things needed in life. It should even be free, not being sold. And now you're selling it when, just for you, because they say you should raise money small so you can maintain your equipment and whatever. Now you won't turn yourself to competing with Central Bank. I mean, one time they just appointed them, since they know nothing about humanity, they just become wild and then start killing people from their seats. Don't they have any sympathy for human beings? When they have sympathy at all for the citizen, whose salary has been increased? Whose allowance has been increased? Has anybody's salary been increased of lately? Even the minimum wage they're paying, can you take anybody home? It will take you halfway.
Wow.
And then they'll sit in the office fully AC'd with AC cards for first paid for, then they'll be making draconian laws that will hurt people's lives. This is very, very bad news. Very, very bad news. Whatever she's thinking of, let her repent. Thank you,
Andrew.
Have a nice day.
Olu from Bwari, not very happy about the news we just got, you know, which we're sharing. Was on Abuja today, yesterday, and of course we took it up this morning just to look at, you know, some of the statements that came from the Acting Director General of the FCT Water Board. Somebody says, this is Tony from Kuje, says, with great pleasure, I wish to register my disappointment in the President Bwari. Some of us, out of love, sent him recharge to get money. Today we are hungry. Tony in Kuje. Please, what shall it profit the FCT Water Board to finally increase the water bill next year and still they can't afford to provide good clean water? Emeka from NNPC Towers, just thinking out loud. All right, we take a break right now. We'll be back.
Politics with security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected
to everyone.
Let's talk.
Let's talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
Nigeria Info.
This is Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
It's okay.
Off
your mic,
on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Your mic is always on. Let's talk.
Doing that Christmas song together very beautifully, and I lend my voice to it as I say Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you, Abuja. Merry Christmas to everyone. As we edge deeper and deeper into the season, of course, let's remember what the season is about. Well, we went on break having a conversation at hand, talking about the possible increase in, well, it's been announced. I mean, so it's going to be done. The increase in water tariff by next year, 2022, the Director General of the FCT Water Board putting out his statements concerning that very, very sternly. Kingsley John Kingsley from Kubwa says, good morning, Mayor. So because FCT Water Board wants to increase the water bill, is that why the water is not running? Kingsley is not happy. He says, if they like, let them increase the bill to 200%. We will still survive. They should allow the water to flow, please. What's going on? Right? All right. This person says, hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning. Good morning to you. Who's this person? We can't see your name, but we can see a bride's picture with a very nice wedding gown on your DP. Would that be you? Please tell us your name. And we see a number of calls coming in, though, of people who still have one comment or the other to make about this. Before we went on the break, also, I did mention that we had, you know, also another warning coming from the FCT administration concerning residents rebuilding demolished illegal structures. The Federal Capital Territory Administration has expressed concern and worries over the rate at which residents were rebuilding demolished illegal structures, especially at Guarimpa people. The Senior Special Assistant on Monitoring, Inspection and Enforcement to FCT Minister Ikarata, who decried the infractions, warned that the administration would not hesitate to revisit the areas if the lawlessness continued. Ata noted that while the administration is putting on human face in the sanitation exercise, those who are engaged in the legality of rebuilding the structures have not considered the economic implications on government, who often undertake the demolition exercises. He stated that the ministers of the Federal Capital Territory were saddened by the negative development, which is very conspicuous in Guarimpa and Papi, where illegal structures were hitherto removed to ease out traffic. According to him, the residents have erroneously assumed that the demolition squad had shut down for the year. However, he assured that the illegalities would be tackled without any notice. We have gone round, monitored and observed that most of the places we cleared some months ago, especially in Guarimpa and Papi, is already in a bad shape. Many people are beginning to rebuild with an extreme shock, believing that we have closed shop for the year. The two ministers of the FCT and the administration spent huge amounts of money in cleaning the city. The people in Papi are rebuilding and conscripting the road. The development control staff are marking, but the people are not minding the markings and they are rebuilding. We are going to come back. We may even work on Christmas Day if the illegality persists. We appeal to these people because we are going back there to remove all the illegalities, he said. Sounds very much like, a situation where, it takes me back to the village those days. You have goats and you put yam peels on the ground, all over the ground. And you chase goats from these yam peels on this side, and then you go back and sit down, hoping that the goats will not go back to eat the yam peels again. And then you get up and you chase them again, and then go back and sit down, and then you hope that the goats will not go back to eat again. Concerning the Papi situation, I know how many of those reports we got when after the demolitions, where people said, look, they demolished, they talked about expanding the roads, we can't see anything going on. Nothing has happened, after the demolition. They just demolished and left, And then, not to justify it, but if one particular method for handling a situation has not worked, shouldn't, the logical thing to do be for you to come up with an alternative way of doing it? People are looking for spaces for corner shops. Where are the alternatives? If you demolish these ones and you say, okay, don't do your business here, this is illegal, have you pointed out a place and said, okay, so you see this place, go there. Okay, we have cleared out this place, this is the alternative. Okay, we give you this, go there and do this. No. So, why are we shocked? These places we're talking about demolishing this year, Papi has been demolished before. Karamo has been demolished before. Many years ago. Like 10 years ago, demolitions have happened in these places. Did they come back or not? 5 years ago, were demolitions not done? Did the people come back or not? Are there no other ways we can do this? Just thinking out loud. Good morning, Mr. Fortune. Availability of water first, then the rest will follow suit, says Hafsat, right? Okay, I see Mr. Okudili sending us a message. But I've got just a few minutes. I know that there might be responses for this. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Fortune.
Hello, Mike. When Wind Blows, welcome.
Yes. How is your family?
Very well.
Okay. My own voice or my own take on this issue of increment of water leasing for their city. And indeed, all other avenues they are taking, trying to take money from us reminds me of, I don't know if you remember, not quite long ago when this government was trying to borrow money from our dormant accounts. Remember?
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
Uh-huh. You see, they attempted to borrow money from our dormant accounts and we said no. Now they are devising means to take our monies by force, by any means, any available means at all. The reason why I'm saying this is, I remember, you know, there's this one popular, very popular Nigerian movie, Osofia in London. Have you watched it?
I think so, but that was a long time ago.
Oh, yes. The idea behind that movie was Osofia's younger brother died in UK and leave money in the account, and then they find him all the way from UK to come and to come here to say, your brother died, leave money, come and collect your brother's money, right? But has anybody, any bank in Nigeria traced anybody saying your person died, leave money for us here, come and take it? And we don't open a bank account without giving them next of kin. Has any next of kin in this country ever been traced to say, okay, your person died, leave money here, come and take it? Has it ever happened in Nigeria?
Well, maybe we don't know. Maybe it has happened and we don't know.
Okay, me, I never know. The reason why I'm sounding so is that if a whole government have lost all ideas to generate money, but to say they want to come to take money from the citizens' dormant accounts, but they never, one day come and say, oh, person that bring money, leave money, come and take. They never do so, to the best of my knowledge. Now we refuse, okay, we're not borrowing your money. They are looking for every means, crook or crook, to take money from the citizens.
Well,
Fortune, I don't know. Those who's the praise singers or the bootlickers of this government, let them come and explain to us.
All right,
I heard somebody posted recently about when they talk about fuel increase. They say, oh, those of us who are FCC supporters, are we going to buy this new increase? Is it going to affect us? I said, okay. my spontaneous response was, when I add on the opens much more. So, I don't know. There are money almost everywhere in Nigeria. Look at like this, our rocks. I know of a country who imports those rocks. They blast, the foreign companies come and blast them and be selling and be using to do all sorts of things.
All right, Mike.
Is our government actually making money from those?
I think we have to go now, but Mike.
Okay, sorry. I totally get you.
And I appreciate you calling in. But I know that I have a commercial coming through in a few minutes, and I didn't want it to to catch us unawares. But I think you hit some of the points you wanted to make and gave us a lot to think about, you know, as we look at this whole revenue drive of the government building into 2022, different arms of government, the FCT not left out, and other states also not left out of all of this. You know, somebody has done an outlining of all of these possibilities for next year with fuel and many other things. But the people still have the power. The people still are the citizens. They are the ones who say, you know, if this works or if it doesn't. Judith in Area 2 says, Mayor, we put the cart before the horse every time. Can't the area council chairman make provision for build affordable shops, kiosks first, and a lot on a rent-to-own basis to traders? Then Igarata can come and demolish illegal structures. Judith in Area 2, I think we're thinking very alike today on almost all the issues. You know, so that was what I was talking about when I was talking about, you know, pointing out an alternative. Where are the corner shops in Abuja, for instance? You know, corner shops used to be very, very popular around 99, 2000. You know, there was always the talk of corner shops. So you go to Kado Estate, there were corner shops. You go to, when they were building Gwarinpa, you know, the talk of corner shops. You know, in Wuse, there were corner shops, you know, and stuff like that. You know, where you can have small businesses. You can, I mean, because you don't want to get hungry in central area, you know, on a minimum wage. Hunger can kill you. Because the only alternative you have, for instance, of where to eat would be in some of those, you know, very large restaurants and all of that, very expensive places, or going to a hotel or something. Except for these people who hang in between the large buildings, those people in those corners, very good food, very affordable. But of course, where they are is illegal. But should people eat or should they not eat? Is that what we are saying? Can we not take advantage of these small spots, build them into beautiful, you know, food courts, give it to them on, you know, a monthly stipend, let them pay, and let people find what they need? Doesn't seem very much like rocket science, but you see, rocket science is obviously not the most difficult thing in the world. Running good governance in Nigeria seems like it is far more difficult than rocket science. I'll be back. It's What's Happening Abuja. A place where you can air your views.
I want to report the situation.
Only on your number one station for talk.
This is not the way. We cannot continue.
95.1 Nigeria Info. Abuja. Let's talk.
Out of the hut of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the hope and the dream of the slave.
Welcome back. Took a quick break there, and we'll take another in a few minutes just to bring you some very, very valuable commercials. Our 11 o'clock hour promises to be quite interesting. Of course, we'll be doing a happy hour, reaching out to a few people who celebrate one very important date or another. And, of course, basically doing our concluding part of the show. We have a sponsorship. It's syndicated sponsorship between our Lagos and Abuja studios. And that will run between 11:30 and 12 noon. So we will be joining our Lagos studios for that at 11:30, of course, after the news. So basically that's what it's going to be over the next few minutes. We'll take some time now to take a song and enjoy being in the Christmas season. Don't touch your dial. This is What's Happening Abuja.